It's Friday, April 25th, and with your news at 6 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Speaker of the National Assembly, Sara Kugongelua Amadila, has urged parliamentary staff to adopt digital tools to boost efficiency and effectiveness. In Valde Mateus, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, says that Kugongelua Amadila made the call on Thursday at Parliament during her maiden speech as Speaker.
Kugongelua Amadila said there is need for the institution to adopt smarter working methods, including the optimal use of technology to achieve better results with fewer resources.
We should also optimize digitalization to optimize performance and outcomes. You know, now we spend a lot of money on gadgets and many of us only know how to call and send a message.
The town of Okanja's mayor, Beatrice Kotungondo, has called on residents to postpone a planned protest over five-year-old Ingrid Maasdorp's murder until after the town's tourism and trade expo. While acknowledging the community's grief and anger, Kotungondo stressed the importance of maintaining stability for investors and appealed for patience, asking for demonstrations to take place once the event concludes.
If we are going to organize this event, we cannot organize it while we are having another event that has been pre-planned already and budgeted for the previous year. The bigger picture here is we want justice must prevail with regards to these culprits and what they have done to little Ingrid. The only thing that we are saying is that we want to take charge of our town and the activities that are happening. We don't want to have chaos because of the investors that are coming and possibly the high-level officers that will be in town, especially on the day of the official opening. We are not condemning to say that people should not protest. What we are saying is that we want to be part of that whole demonstration as well.
Meanwhile, Sean Nodia's social media indicates that the community of the same town continues to search for a six-year-old girl, Fabianu Rosvens, who went missing yesterday while still reeling from the shock of the brutal murder and rape of five-year-old Ingrid Maasdorp. Nodia's reports indicate that volunteers are actively covering every area in search of Fabianu, but as of 1 a.m. this morning, she has not been found. In South Africa, Action SA's leader Herman Mashaba has called the decision to scrap the proposed VAT increase a win for ordinary South African citizens, adding that although Action SA is not part of the government of national unity, the party played a crucial role by proposing alternative revenue options and engaging in constructive talks with the ANC. Mashaba rejected claims that Action SA supported the hike, insisting the party helped fulfill its promise to block it.
Even from the opposition benches, it was clear that our national budget was being held hostage by certain parties within the GNU to negotiate about matters that had absolutely nothing to do with the budget. XNSA respect the rights of parties in the GNU to negotiate. This is, after all, a cornerstone of a healthy coalition.
In Asia, Pakistan maintains it rejects India's unilateral suspension of the Indus Water Treaty, a key water-sharing pact between the two neighbours. This has further strained relations between Islamabad and New Delhi as Pakistan responds with strong retaliatory measures in a tit-for-tat move. Hira Mustafa is our correspondent.
Pakistan has cut all trade ties with India, including through third-world countries. It has also barred Indian Airlines from using its airspace, a move reminiscent of the 2019 conflict that resulted in economic losses for India due to longer routes. Furthermore, Pakistan has ordered Indian Air Defence and Naval Advisors to return India by April 30th. Experts fear that without international intervention, tensions between the two nuclear powers could spiral, threatening the entire South Asian region.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.